Hello, welcome to the Friday, October 16th, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. The ongoing battle between flash updates and exploits is still somewhat dominating the news. Now, really overall, that isn't something all that exciting or different. You should expect that at any point in time, there is at least one flash exploit out there that has no current patch available. Next week's patch is unlikely going to fix this. Just as a little reminder, I published a quick diary with some tips on how to either disable flash in the browser or at least enable click to play, which requires you to approve flash for individuals' websites. I'm doing the click-to-play personally for quite a while now, and it works reasonably well. You may see less ads as a little side effect because some ads still rely on flash. There are, of course, plugins available as well, but for the most part, the functionality built into the browser is sufficient to limit the use of flash. And researchers at AndroidVulnerabilities.org did a somewhat more systematic study of how different manufacturers are releasing patches for Android devices. Nexus, or Google, of course, is ranking highest here, given that Google now started releasing monthly patches directly to end users for Nexus devices. However, they're still only ranking 5.2 out of 10, since this score does consider the last 4 years, and Google just recently started this more aggressive patch rollout. Just looking at some of the graphs here, sort of eyeballing them, it looks like it takes about a year for half of the devices to be patched, sort of based on that 4 year history. Right now, these researchers do claim that 80% of Android devices are vulnerable to one of 13 critical flaws that have been reported and patched in Android. The recent stage fright vulnerabilities have made the situation somewhat worse than it has been historically because of the large number of devices being affected and, again, the slow rollout of any meaningful update. And McAfee published an updated hidden data economy report. This is a report they have published in the past, I believe in 2013. They published another one that sort of tracks the cost of different stolen goods in underground markets. For example, credit card numbers can go apparently from anywhere from $5 to $45. However, what I've seen in the past is that these prices are highly variable, and you can't just go by the asking price. The asking price that you find in many underground forums is not necessarily the price that's actually being paid. Also, the reputation of the seller is sometimes more important than the quality of the card that the seller claims. After all, there is no honor among thieves, and you hear quite often about people complaining that they got ripped off by certain sellers who promised a certain quality card but then didn't deliver. Interesting also that a lot of other online accounts are for sale, but many of them really do not fetch high prices. For example, things like HBO.now accounts or other online video streaming accounts usually go for a couple of dollars, if that much. Often they go for less than a dollar. The most active part of this underground community is definitely still credit card numbers, even though there has been sort of a glut of credit card numbers in that market, in particular after large breaches like target. Many of the target cards, of course, are no longer good now, so not sure if there are any new large breaches that have been helping sort of to refill that part of the underground economy. And then there are some related numbers from the Office of National Statistics that did measure the prevalence of crime in British society, in particular in England and Wales. Apparently, traditional crime has actually been down over the last year, but the increase in online crime, in particular fraud, has more than made up for this decrease, leading to an overall increase in crime. My personal interpretation is that certainly some criminals who used to deal more with traditional crime are moving to easier forms of online crime, and then in general, because it is easier to defraud someone online than in person, there are more people willing to take that risk. And this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.